Go on to item number H, which is the perchlorate cases, and it's a status report. Mr. Briggs?
Yes, on item number eight, we've kind of revised the format. You might recall that what we've done with a lot of these standing items is just provide italics for the new material. But since it's been a while, we kind of revamped, and it's basically all rewritten material. And we have background information on the perchlorate cases or types of sites in general. And then we have summaries for you on the Olin site, the Whitaker site, BAE Systems, MK Ballistics, and TDY Industries. And of course, we've focused more on the Olin site in recent years. And maybe I can just, I think maybe one of the most telling bits of information in our report about the Olin site is on page four at the bottom of the in the paragraph where it says, historically, over 800 domestic supply wells were affected by perchlorate. And then in as of the first quarter of 2004, we had 188 domestic supply wells with perchlorate concentrations exceeding the maximum contaminant level. As of this writing, there are 9 domestic wells above the maximum contaminant level, and 7 of those are within 1.5 miles of the site. So recall that this is a site that has a 9 to 10 mile long plume. And so we've gone from hundreds of wells being affected to 9 that exceed MCL, and 7 of those are in close proximity to the site where the concentrations are the worst and where we're focusing the remedial actions. So I think that's pretty telling in terms of the trends that we're seeing. And we have a graph that depicts that on page 5. Other than that, we have Taya Tryon and John Robertson available here at the staff desk for any follow-up questions that you have. And questions? I think we might have a card. Yeah, we have a couple cards.
Any questions by the board members at this time? Mr. Shellcross?
Is the perchloric group still active, the San Martin folks?
And Sylvia Hamilton and Andrea Venture are here today to address the board.
Yeah, right here.
Oh, there she is. Okay, good. Thank you.
Okay, we do have two cards, and the first card that we have is Ventura. Did I pronounce your name right? Andrea Ventura. There we go. And you do have 3 minutes.
Okay. Hi, my name is Andrea Ventura, and I am with an organization called Clean Water Action. We are a national environmental organization with about 60,000 members in California, including members that live in the impacted areas that we're talking about today. And that's why I'm here. Thank you for the opportunity. Though I am here today to express two concerns, I want to preface my remarks by congratulating staff. They have shown a great deal of diligence and commitment to the community, working with the community over the last several years, and that should definitely should be recognized. We do have two concerns as an organization with the staff report that you have read. One is that we are very concerned by the fact that there is going to be a delay in part of the cleanup plan due to the presence of nitrates in the treated water. Our concern is that the presence of nitrates in the Yagas Basin groundwater is something that has been known for a very long time. Previous Olin reports addressed it and talked about the difficulty of dealing with that when you're pulling out water to treat for perchlorate. And yet we are now at the 11th hour when we expected in October, which is coming up pretty quickly, that we would actually be pumping and treating that water and recharging the aquifer with the treated water. And now, you know, sure enough, the nitrates are in the water, and we have to figure out what to do about that. And we think it's unfair to the community who has really come forward to educate themselves on this matter and to really work with the board, with the water district, with the dischargers to resolve the perchlorate problem, that this issue was not taken into consideration proactively, that we kind of had a plan in place, that if when they started drawing water out, the nitrates were there, that we wouldn't have a delay, we would know how to deal with that problem. And while that may seem like water under the bridge at this point, we have to move on and figure out what to do with the nitrate-laden water, obviously we also need to make sure that this sort of thing does not happen again in the future, that these are people drinking this water, depending on this water. And even though we've seen terrific progress in the reductions of perchlorate, we have to remember that those 800 wells still have perchlorate in them. So it is still a problem and concern. The other issue, of course, is and very important, is what do we do now? We've got the nitrate. How do we deal with that water once it's treated for perchlorate? And staff has put forth one option, which is for the city of Morgan Hill, to work with the city of Morgan Hill and allow them to use that water diluted, of course, so that, you know, it is actually potable for their water needs in future. This may, in fact, be the best option. There are certainly compelling arguments for that. The issue at hand, however, is that we need more information so that the community can also weigh in, because the decision is going to have to be made at some point by this board working with the discharger, and the community needs to have a voice in that. And what the report does not do is lay out all the various options that we would have so that we can judge whether what they're putting forth is the best choice. One last
Ventura,
point.
Can you wrap up?
I'll wrap it up. Yes. The last point is that, in fact, the idea of working with Morgan Hill to have them use that water is something that we're not even sure about is viable. There are legal cases going on there. Morgan Hill and discussions with Morgan Hill and Olin are not public on this issue, so we don't even know if this is a viable alternative, and that needs to be addressed as well. So with that, I will close my remarks.
Thank you very much for the time.
Mr. Chair, John Robertson can address that a little bit, but why don't we wait until after the next comment.
The next card is Sylvia Hamilton.
Good morning. Yes, my name is Sylvia Hamilton. I'm a proud resident of San Martin and chair of the Perchlorate Community Advisory Group, which, as Gary knows, has been in place for 6 years now. We want to thank all of you and your diligence, the staff, for coming to all of our meetings on a monthly basis for all these years. So much has been accomplished, and we're very proud of the work that we've all, you know, hung in there together to do. I do know the community is upset right now about the postponement, though, on this. Obviously, it's a big disappointment. We've been waiting. The well actually was installed almost a year and a half ago. And when we all first heard about that, we were thinking, oh, my, that's great. You're going to get started on the intermediate and the deep aquifer, at least the hot spots. But then we realized that they had to be tested, and it still was going to be like another year plus before it could be activated and be actually in use. So that was hard, just waiting for that. And now getting to the point where it's just a couple of months away, October was when it was supposed to be activated, and now there's the delay with the nitrate levels, which, of course, we all knew we're going to be in that water. So I'm confused and concerned, because there was always supposed to be a plan B if the nitrates did show up in that, but I don't know what the plan B is. I guess there's not one. So I don't want to, you know, you can't cry over spilt milk. It's done. Here's where we are. But I do want to say that the head of the snake got cut off from the site. And so that has made a tremendous difference in all of the levels going down. And certainly the shallow aquifer has been cleaned up. But the head of the snake has not been cut off in the intermediate or the deep aquifers. And that needs to be done, because otherwise it's going to continue to spread. If it continues to spread and we take too long, then the placement of the well that's in the intermediate area right now that's supposed to be like a fence to catch that contamination, the placement could very well be wrong, because the pollution is gone even further. The perchlorate has traveled even further. So, you know, I'm being told that it's going to take another year probably before it could be up and running, and that just, you know, it's very frustrating, very frustrating. But again, I do want to thank all of you for your hard work and certainly the staff. And hopefully we'll find a solution to this that will be a little more timely and that we will have a plan B if it doesn't work out. Okay, thank you very much for listening.
Thank you. That's all the cards we have. Mr. Briggs' staff's response.
Yeah, John, do you want to, John or Taya?
Yeah. First, Roger, by way of sort of a retrospective introduction, I wanted to, you met Andrea Ventura. When the Santa Clara Valley Water District decided to decrease their involvement in association with the Olin site cleanup, we felt, Tay and I felt that the perchlorate working group needed representation and some support, and we didn't feel that we were appropriate to help them advise us. We thought that that was a little bit circular there and perhaps unethical. So we contacted Andrea Ventura, and we spoke with Sylvia and suggested that there might be some beneficial relationship that could exist here. And as a result of that, Andrea has become involved in this project, I think to the benefit of the community. I wanted to also acknowledge the frustration that exists here. We are also frustrated. The fact that 9 wells exceed MCL with respect to perchlorate is unacceptable, and that needs to change. And we seek to implement the remedy as fast as possible. But I also want to pull out here that there's really two issues we're talking about. At the offsite board meeting, we discussed the problem of nitrates in a lot of our groundwater basins. And in a general conceptual perspective, we know that to be true. And I think that's what both Sylvia and Andrea were referencing in their comments. With respect to the specific issues at a specific well site, that is what is causing the delay. The intermediate extraction well has higher nitrate concentrations than the upper aquifer where they would recharge the water to. That is counterintuitive, entirely counterintuitive, and short of having superpowers, which as yet the staff does not have, we could not have foreseen. The intuitive approach would be the upper aquifer would have higher concentrations than the aquifer beneath it, and that's what we went into this anticipating. But upon finding site-specific information from the intermediate extraction well, we found that the reverse is true. Nitrate concentrations are higher at the intermediate extraction well. And what's it?
Use the mic.
It's kind of hard to lean over. Are higher at the intermediate extraction well, and as a result, we can't allow the discharge to happen into the upper aquifer without treating the nitrates. So had Olin been able to foresee this, and Olin pays some of the best consultants in the business to foresee things like this, it would have saved them a significant amount of money. Now, in retrospect, they're going to have to deal with the nitrates, either through treatment or through blending. And so they have no incentive to slow down here or to have missed the ball with respect to foreseeing this nitrate issue. It's going to come at now at significant cost to them. Olin is in the process now of evaluating. I want to come to the issue of reuse versus reinjection. Olin is stepping back and evaluating all the possible options. Reuse seems to be a very sensible, cost-effective approach that would benefit not just the, you know, we get treatment, but also potentially users would get a reduced cost supply to the city of Morgan Hill potentially or other users. So Olin is exploring options there. So where do we go from here? We have the expectation on Olin that they will propose a method to treat or blend away the nitrates, basically deal with the nitrate concentrations such that this water could be acceptable for reinjection or potentially reuse, but that they have to put forward a plan to deal with the nitrate concentrations. It reminds me that some of the attraction of the reuse option is that it is an energy sustainable, or it's an energy efficient or a more sustainable approach, rather than pumping the groundwater out, treating it, pumping the groundwater back in, then having a municipality pump the groundwater out, treat it again, and provide it to supply. This would be a one pump operation. You'd pump it out, treat it, and then supply it to a municipality or to users. So it makes a lot of sense from an environmental protection or a larger sort of environmentally sustainable option.
But nevertheless, is frustrating for those who are left with dealing with alternative water supply, bottled water, and that sort of thing with the contaminated wells.
Any questions by the board members? Mr. Roberts? Okay. Mr. Shellcross?
Yeah. Is there a deadline for Olin to come up with this alternative plan?
There is a... We're about to issue a letter that requires a decision and a schedule.
Okay.
Okay, and that's about all I can say.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you.
I will say that it's a very, the time allowed for the decision is very short.
Other questions?